We're back with more from the winners of this year's Women in Ag Awards from AFSC. And today we're off to Nearlandia for a chat with Sherry Stridhorst, who received an award in the professional leader category. Sherry's described as an expert, researcher, and educator whose contributions to the ag industry have been nothing short of remarkable, including a ton of work in agronomic research. But as with all the recipients, we like diving into their ag backgrounds first.
So I actually grew up a city kid, but I have been living in a farming community for 25 years now. I took ag at university after I realized that counting fruit flies wasn't going to lead to a career that I would find satisfying. And you know, I just love it. Ag is just so deeply rooted in my heart. While I live on a grain farm in the Nearlandia area, so northwest of Edmonton, it's really my professional successes in ag research and extension. I think that I've kind of made a name for myself in conducting research on cereal crops, my work with the pulse growers, working to help farmers increase yields and profitability on their farms. So I've secured tons of money in research funding. I've presented at tours and conferences, and I think people kind of know me from fact sheets, podcasts, extension videos, and doing guest lectures at the university and such.
When you kind of got into that, were you basically considered a pioneer in the field, at least as far as women in agriculture and the particular areas that you went into?
Yeah, I think if I kind of look back to 2008, when I had my first real professional job in ag with the Alberta Pulse Growers as their executive director. So that's 18 years ago. I show up my first formal meeting with a U-shaped board table and I go, wow, I earned a seat here, but I need to prove myself. And I think it's through volunteering, taking opportunities, stepping up, I've earned the respect of my peers and just been given more and more opportunities that I have definitely taken, and they have served me so well.
Building on that, what kind of advice would you have for young women getting into agriculture? I guess it doesn't really matter what area of agriculture they get into. What kind of advice would you have for them to maybe overcome some potential barriers?
You know, careers in ag are not easy, and careers in any sector are not easy for women as we're trying to balance work, children, family. But I think make sure that you persevere, and there is a bunch of women who have been down this path before you. Take opportunities to showcase your knowledge, your skills, and earn your stripes. And ag is a small, tight-knit community that does support each other. The opportunities are really limitless when you just make the most of it.
Tell me a little bit about your farm.
So my husband and I have a grain farm in the Nearlandia area, about 2,000 acres, so relatively small. And my husband, Shane, he does all the work. I help make management decisions. And we're raising our daughter here. And it really shows me how we can teach the next generation about the intricacies and the challenges and the hard work that goes into food production.
When we're looking at some of the difficulties and the challenges, we're looking at all sorts of tariffs right now. Any feelings one way or the other?
I know this is incredibly challenging times, and I think the way I kind of carry myself through is that ag is producing something the world needs. The world needs to eat. The world needs our food. And while it can be very disheartening at times, what we do is foundational to every mouth on the planet. And hopefully that longer-term vision carries through, and the world will need what we are doing. So hopefully at the end of the day, we can look further down the path to help us get through these short-term challenges.
I mean, I know a lot of people are talking about let's buy local, the importance of really buying Canadian right now. How important is that to you? You know, even if there weren't a tariff situation right now, how important would that be to you?
I think it's incredibly important that we support each other, and it's really tough to do in practice. And I want to really spotlight and highlight those people who do go out there and who, you know, some of the women who are recognized in this award, although that's not my space, those ones who are putting product food in the grocery stores, at the markets where locals can buy local, and we need to support that.
Is there anything that over the years with all the work that you've done in various areas of agriculture that really stands out to you as something that you're particularly proud of?
You know, I think it's actually through being nominated for this award, it makes you kind of do an inventory of the women that I have impacted. I've mentored graduate students. That's the easy ones. But then you look at all the other people who you've touched in your careers, the summer students, the technical staff. When I've hired someone to be my successor or nominated someone to take my place on a board or things like that. And you just kind of look and you go, wow, you have more influence than you know.
Sherry's Ag Consulting, is that still going right now?
I do have a couple of contracts that I am wrapping up, but right now 110% of my time spent in my role with RDAR, so Results Driven Ag Research, and as the research program manager for crops. So while I still have Sherry's Ag Consulting kind of running in the background on evenings and weekends, my full-time work is with RDAR.
Speaking of that, what are you kind of seeing or foreseeing for the future, if you can tell me that, in the world of agriculture?
I think the need for constant innovation, and with this climate that we have right now with tariffs and everything, I think it's really causing everyone to do a reset and look at things differently. While it's challenging right now, I think there is this opportunity for us to do better, to be more efficient. And while there will be hard times in the short term, I am optimistic that these hard times will make us more resilient as an industry going forward.
That's Sherry Stridehorst, one of the recipients of AFSC's Women in Ag Awards this year in the Professional Leader category. I'm Cheryl Brooks, and this is the Rural Connection.